Dr. Fauci has now spoken out about Santa Claus.
What? Yeah. What has he got to say about Santa now?
Well, because people are worried that Santa might not make it to their house because of COVID.
Well, that makes sense, because if you think about it, Santa's going in and out of houses, like into this house, that house. I mean, you know, what precautions is he taking? You know, he does wear those gloves, so that's good. But is he going to wear a mask? Like,
he's got a big beard, though.
Well, I don't think the beard has anything to do with it. I wonder if Santa's going to be like in full PPE. I wonder if he's going to have like, you know, Santa's not young. He should have a face mask. This is kind of a dangerous time for Santa.
All right. So that's why Dr. Fauci came out and said what he said today. Santa Claus, well, we know he's kind of magic. He has natural COVID-19 immunity. That's what Dr. Fauci said today.
Thank God.
Yeah. So don't worry about Santa Claus. Miss Santa Claus, though, on the other hand, doesn't have COVID-19 immunity.
Mrs. Claus doesn't have immunity?
No, she doesn't. Mrs. Santa Claus was in Lee Valley, Pennsylvania, doing photos with kids. She came down with COVID.
Oh, no, Mrs. Claus. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, you know what? If she knew, I mean, was she wearing a mask?
They don't say, but she is now under quarantine for 10 days.
Eesh.
So that leads you right up to Christmas. So she's barely going to make it.
Right, right. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Mrs. Claus. That sucks. But you know what? You should have stayed in.
And you shouldn't have been around kids. Right. That's all I'm saying. So, and there's another Santa Claus that is a douche.
Okay. But this isn't the real Santa Claus, because Santa Claus is not a douche.
Santa Claus is not a douche, but you know how they have Santa Clauses at malls that fill in for Santa Claus? Because what did my parents tell me? He can't be everywhere at all times, so he hires other people to do the job.
Right, except it's COVID and malls have banned Santa Claus.
But there are still some malls that have Santa Claus.
Let me guess, Florida or Michigan. one of the places where COVID is rampant.
So now Santa Claus has an attitude on top of all that.
Okay.
So this kid gets up on Santa Claus and Santa Claus says what Santa Claus is say. And that's, what do you want for Christmas? And this is what happened.
What do you want for Christmas?
You
don't know. What?
So he says, I want a Nerf gun. That's all he wants for Christmas.
The little kid says, I want a Nerf gun.
That's all he wants. I want a Nerf gun.
Okay.
No guns.
Nerf
gun. Nope, not even a Nerf gun. Nope. If your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. But what else would you like? Lots of other toys. There's Legos, there's bicycles, there's cars and trucks.
Machine gun. Then the kid starts crying. Because Santa Claus says no guns.
No guns. I mean, look, Santa can have rules. It's up to Santa to decide what he wants to get you or not. You can ask Santa for something. Doesn't mean that's what you're going to get.
But you made the kid cry. Santa made the kid cry. I wonder what that reminds me of.
How about a nice football? Football. What's a football? Without conscious will, my voice squeaked out, football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get him out of here.
See?
A football? Oh, no. Okay, what was I doing? Wake up, stupid.
What's that from?
You just didn't ask that.
I did. What's that from?
Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story?
Yeah. You don't know that?
I guess I don't.
You don't know that?
No, I don't know Christmas Story. No, that's not the kind. I didn't watch that kind of stuff when I was a kid. I'm a cartoon girl. I like the Grinch. You know, I like stuff like that.
You
I like
don't
Elf.
Know what. Have you ever seen Christmas Story?
I don't think I have.
With the Fragile light?
Oh, is that where that comes from? You know, my friends have this. I thought it was their private joke about Fragile. Oh, that's from a movie? Oh, now I don't think they're so original.
You have never seen A Christmas Story?
Nope, I have not. I've never seen A Christmas Story.
It runs continuously on TBS on Christmas Eve all the way through Christmas Day. They run it non. It's a marathon of one movie.
Okay, well, so does football, but I've never turned that on either.
You have never. I don't even know what to say. How can you not?
It looks boring. Why? Why would I turn on a movie that looks boring? I like the better Christmas movies, Die Hard, you know, the much more exciting Christmas movies.
I know that movie word for word. I could reenact the whole movie. And you've okay. never seen it.
I've never seen it. No, I'm an Elf girl. I've seen Elf a million times. That's when they run Elf over and over. That's what I tune into. I want to see Bob Newhart as Papa Elf. I want to see Will Ferrell. I mean, that's one of the funniest. I love that. Elf is my favorite Christmas movie.
When the fish are red under carbonation, do you want to jet with my lay rifle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You don't know that?
I don't know that. What is that?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid?
No. Is that A Christmas Story again?
You're kidding me, right?
I've never seen it. I've honestly never seen it. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I mean, I know it. I've heard of it. I just never seen it.
It runs nonstop. From
it doesn't
the time
matter that it runs nonstop. Baseball runs nonstop. Right now I could turn on the news and I'm not watching the news. I'm tuning out to the news right now. Just because something's on television doesn't mean I have to watch it on television. And I haven't watched live television in probably 10 years. So it's not like I'm just going to tune it in and whatever's on. You know what I mean? Like, this is not 1950. Like, whatever's on television, I don't have to watch it.
Do you have to watch this?
I've never seen it.
I don't even know what to say.
It looks boring.
How? You've written books about celebrity and and pop culture.
What's it got to do with anything?
Because half of the pop culture things are in that movie.
That's what you think.
Where the kid sticks his tongue to the flagpole?
No, that happens in Dumb and Dumber.
No, that happened first in Christmas Story.
I don't know about that.
Double, triple dog dare. Do you not know what that is?
No, I don't. Is it in Love Actually? Because that's my favorite Christmas movie. Elf and Love Actually. If it's not in Elf or Love Actually, I don't know it.
I have seen Christmas Story 4 times already this year.
Okay, I feel sad for you then. You should probably go watch something better.
I think you have seen it by osmosis. Just
go watch go watch Bad Santa. You'll be much happier. I've never seen it. I'm sorry. I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it. I couldn't even tell you who's in it. Is anybody famous in it?
Everybody famous is in it.
Okay. Who famous is in it?
The people that made it famous.
It's called A Christmas Story?
Yes. A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Even NBC did it as a live show.
Did they? When did they do that?
With Ferris Bueller, whatever his name is. He was in it. They did that like a year ago.
Nobody famous is in it. Melinda Dillon, Darren McGavin.
They're all famous because
of that. Who are these people? Zach Ward, Yano, Jeff Gillen, Peter Billingsley. Paul Hubbard. I never heard of any of these people. Leslie Carlson. These people are not famous.
They're famous because of that movie.
That doesn't mean
anything.
People
pay to stay at that house like a hotel because it's a Christmas Story hotel.
Like the Fuller House? Like Full House? The house in San Francisco that was just sold? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like the Amityville house that I drove you past, which you probably have never seen that movie either.
Well, I grew up on Long Island. Of course, I've seen Amityville Horror. I dated a guy in Amityville.
You have to watch it if you live on Long Island. It's a law.
If you live in Long Island, yeah, you need to. There's certain movies you have to watch, and that's one of them. And then you have to like yell at somebody who's like a foot away from you when you ask them a question.
The minute you walk into Blockbuster back then, that's the movie they handed you. Then said, "Yeah, go look for other movies."
That's all they had at Blockbuster. That was it.
Well, they had. I guarantee they had Christmas Story, and you just didn't get it.
No, they did not have it. I'm telling you, nobody but you likes that movie and knows that movie. It's one of those '80s movies. No one's interested.
Oh my God. It's on a marathon. I guarantee if you turn on TV right now, it's on.
I don't even know how to find live television anymore. I don't even know where to go.
I don't know what to say. I feel like I've been hit by something on the highway again. Completely floored. I take nothing for granted now. I mean, The Wizard of Oz, have you seen that?
Well, of course, that's iconic. I mean, The Wizard of Oz. I mean, they make you watch that in school. Like, they showed us that in school. That was one of my classes. They made us sit there and watch Wizard of Oz.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I think I saw the first one. I don't care for Star Wars. I have a vagina.
I need to lay down.
I wonder if Christmas Story is one of those things. Like, it's a guy movie. Maybe it's a guy movie. Maybe that's the problem.
It's an everybody movie. It's a marathon of one movie on Christmas that runs nonstop. They don't run Elf. They don't run a marathon of Elf nonstop. They don't run.
They do. Are you kidding? They run Elf
on Christmas Eve to Christmas Day. That's a tradition.
Here in New York, they run Elf and they run Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone is New Year's Eve.
I'm just telling you, and Halloween. I'm just telling you what they run here in New York. You get the Yule Log.
You get the Yule Log channel. You get Elf and A Christmas Story. Trust me, on TBS it starts at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and goes all the way to Christmas night.
Okay, if you put a gun to my head and forced me to find TBS somewhere, I wouldn't even know where to look. I'd have to download the app and then hope that whatever system I have supports it. My guess is I don't have access to that channel.
I guarantee they don't have an app.
Okay, well, then there you go. Then I definitely have never seen it. If they don't have an app, I've never seen it.
Wow.
Is it on Netflix? Does Netflix have it?
I think all Hulu? Channels have it.
Ugh. Don't make me watch a boring movie. It sounds boring.
HBO.
Nobody famous is in it. I don't care.
They're all in it because they're famous. They made that part famous.
No. I don't think you understand what famous means. Okay, so for example, if I'm going to watch Love Actually, which is one of my favorite Christmas movies, I'm going to watch it because in Love Actually is Colin Firth, Liam Neeson, Emma Thompson, Martin Freeman, Keira Knightley, Andrew Lincoln.
If it wasn't for Christmas Story, there would be no Christmas movies. You don't understand. This is the reason why we have Christmas. This is the reason why we have nice things, is because of A Christmas Story.
Hugh Grant, Alan Rickman, Billy Bob Thornton.
Every joke in society is based on A Christmas Story.
Rowan Atkinson, January Jones, Alicia Cuthbert.
That you've written in all seven of your books should have had A Christmas Story reference.
Even Claudia Schiffer is in Love Actually. I just named all those famous people. That's one movie. Those are famous people. That's what famous people are. I gave you the names of the people in A Christmas Story. I've never heard of one of them. I could make up a name right now. I could point to somebody on the street and say, was that person in A Christmas Story? We don't know. Nobody knows.
One of my good friends, Chris Abrams, every year we have to rush to see who takes a photo watching A Christmas Story first.
Well,
it's a tradition.
You guys are idiots.
I don't know what to say anymore. I think the world is flat.
Listen, you go ahead and watch your boring movie with no famous people in it. Let me know how happy your Christmas is.
I don't understand. I don't get life anymore. I don't. I mean, the world is flat. We all live in it. I don't.
I'm sorry. I don't like boring movies that don't have famous people.
I don't know. I don't know how to breathe.
I don't know how you watch a bunch of nobodies in a movie nobody heard of.
Is breathing real? I mean, I don't know. Is Yoko Ono a good singer? I'm questioning everything now. I don't know.
I guarantee you, if I polled 100 of my friends, maybe one of them knows the movie you're talking about. My friends would have no idea what you're talking about.
I think they're all going to think you're insane. They're all going to be like me and think the world is now flat. I mean,
all right, I'm gonna post this on Facebook and we'll see.
Oh my God, people are gonna slam. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
I don't think so.
I think
you're gonna be surprised at how many people don't like boring movies with no famous people in them.
You gotta say, have you seen this movie called A Christmas Story? And just watch you get flattened on the road like a rabbit. It will be a bloodbath. It's gonna be blood.
Hang on, I'm posting right now.
Is this up? Is this down? Is this on? I don't know anymore. I mean, how does she not know? Double dog dare and triple dog dare. How does she not know that? How does she not know Red Ryder BB gun? Changing a tire. Changing a tire has never been the same since A Christmas Story.
Oh. Fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word. The big one. The queen mother of dirty words. The F-dash-dash-dash word.
What did you say? That's what I thought you said.